Election denier Stacey Abrams serves as Nigerian election observer. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on March 1, 2023. Failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, D, who has denied American election results, is in Nigeria to serve as an international observer to the nation's presidential election. Abrams is famous for denying the outcome of her 2018 defeat to Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R, a claim that she now refutes she ever made, despite video evidence of her repeatedly questioning her loss. As Breitbart News detailed, in a compilation of statements from Abrams, the Democrat candidate can be seen continuously denying the election results. Abrams claimed, "We won. I didn't lose, we got the votes, and we were robbed of an election." She also called it a stolen election multiple times and contended, "It was not a free and fair election." However, in her role as a Nigerian election observer, Abrams warned young Nigerian voters that not every election turns out the way you want. Abrams discussed her experience in the African nation during an interview with Al Jazeera English reporter Mohamed Jamjoum. "We have seen long lines, signaling strong enthusiasm. But we've also seen a great deal of cooperation and a very peaceful conversation among voters," Abrams told Jamjoum. "They want to be heard and they are willing to stand in line and have patience because they know that's their path to progress." Jamjoum noted Abrams' voting rights activism in America and asked her to speak about her conversations with young Nigerian voters. Abrams told Jamjoum that voters from the nation's youngest voting bloc want to be heard. Abrams said, "They believe progress is possible. They believe that more is possible. They understand that they are the most assailed by unemployment, that the challenges they face are real, but that so is the opportunity for change. What we've tried to have a conversation about, though, is the caution that not every election turns out the way you want, but that the responsibility is to show up and try to shape the future as much as you can." Interestingly, the election Abrams observed was tainted with accusations of fraud shortly after Nigeria's National Election Commission declared 70-year-old Bola Tinubu as the winner of the presidential election. As Breitbart News reported, Tinubu received the official certificate declaring him the winner on Wednesday and delivered a victory speech. But the parties of the two other top candidates vying for the presidency, the People's Democratic Party, PDP, and the Labour Party, LP, rejected the results and demanded a new election. Protests erupted on Wednesday outside the INEC headquarters in Abuja demanding a new election and the resignation of INEC chairman Mahmoud Yakubu. The PDP and LP had already rejected the results of the election before a winner was announced. On Tuesday, representatives of both parties, and of the smaller African Democratic Congress, ADC, party, held a press conference demanding Yakubu, the INEC head, resign and the country hold a new presidential election. The PDP and LP vice presidential candidates held the press conference on Wednesday reiterating the party's opposition to the election's results, calling the election a rape on democracy, according to the Nigerian newspaper This Day. "We wish to state for the records that last weekend's election was a sham. It was neither free nor fair," PDP vice presidential candidate Ifeanyi Okowa said. "What played out yesterday at the National Collation Center exposes the national chairman of playing to a predetermined script. Our position remains that the election and transmission of the results must be in tandem with the Electoral Act and the INEC guidelines." Abrams was quickly mocked on social media after it was revealed she was serving as a Nigerian election observer. "Imagine sending election conspiracy theorist Stacey Abrams to be an international election observer," one user tweeted. "What must the Nigerians think of us? What the hell? Why the hell is Stacey Abrams involved in Nigerian elections? I did not see this coming," another user tweeted. "The cruelest American foreign policy I've seen in my life is sending Stacey Abrams to a continent full of starving people," Jesse Kelly tweeted. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.